from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Grand Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Mully and Haw.
Bigs time. The Bigs Report with Brad Bigs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Bigs.
Brad Bigs talks football with you.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, the score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune and a longtime contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the score hotline. Biggsy!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, that is our question to you, because there is apparently a little bit of sloppiness going on with the offense.
Boy.
And guys are, you know, pre-snap penalties not allowed, and yet you had, what, six different pre-snap penalties on Saturday. Not good. You get in the pads and all of a sudden there's fear in the air, or there's some kind of dodginess, sloppiness, whatever you want to call it. What happened and how do you explain it?
Yeah, both Friday and Saturday,
yeah.
A lot of pre-snap penalties. I saw that someone alerted me that somebody, you know, was pointing out how Eberflus is a real stickler for the details after Saturday's practice. And I'm like, well, that's an odd time to point that out when they're, you know, unable to get the huddle operation and the snap operation down. And Eberflus chalked it up to a variety of things, said that, you know, the defense is, you know, was doing some things that would lead to that kind of thing. And, you know, so when he says that, you're sitting there and you're saying, well, thank goodness an opponent won't try that on a Sunday, right? But it was a variety of different guys. You know, if it was just one player, that's an easy problem to fix. And when this first cropped up on Friday, the reaction I saw on Twitter was like, see, they screwed the center thing up. I told you that, you know, Poles blew it. And these people have to realize the false start can go anywhere. I mean, there were tight end false starts. It was, there were a lot of different people taking turns. And after a day off, when they come back out there today, you would think it'll be a little bit cleaner. Shane Waldron gets to answer questions today, though. So if it's just as messy, maybe the offensive coordinator will have some explanations for it.
As he should. He should be the one held accountable. And Matt Eberflus, his attention to detail. Yeah, we'll wait and see. Big picture, though, Brad, is I think you're seeing some different approaches, or at least the message being a little stronger this year from all indications, especially the other day when he said about Nate Davis, availability is big, and doing hard better is something that he would suggest. That seemed to be like a direct message to Nate Davis about his availability. Why do you think this is happening, and is it just because year three, Matt Eberflus is more comfortable doing such things, and where are the Bears with Nate Davis?
Yeah, I think it's year three. He's more comfortable, and you know, they've got to go, right? They don't want to like slowly start this season. They want to be rolling when this thing starts. And Nate was in individual drills on Saturday that I was watching, and he kind of left those. Didn't look like anything big. And then the trainer came over and was communicating with him, and he was indicating there was some type of midsection issue, maybe. And so, that would lead one to, if you were playing the guessing game, groin or hip or something of that nature. And then he didn't really do anything in practice for the remainder of the day. And I think, this was a year two was a clean slate for Nate Davis and everyone else, right? I think the Bears operate that way. You come back and it's a fresh start. And it just as it's a fresh start for Tyreek Stevenson or DJ Moore, right? And, he missed a little bit of time in the spring. Eberflus said it, but John Fox said it better. Availability is your number one ability, right? And so he's going to have to prove that he's going to be available. We'll see. Maybe he's out there today, and it would be much to do about nothing. But what was interesting was how they handled it on a day that Ryan Bates was taking first team snaps at center. They moved him to Davis's right guard spot, and Coleman Shelton, who had the first team reps at center the previous day, slid in with the starters at the center position. So if this is something where Davis is going to miss 10 days, to me, that unless they do something different, that makes it a little more difficult to evaluate your center competition if you're going to have Bates doing duty at right guard for a week and a half anyway.
What is your general take thus far on Caleb Williams? There's been reports of uneven performances, a couple of interceptions, back-to-back interceptions to kind of I guess non-starters, let's put it that way, versus some of the big
moments. You're talking about Reddy Stewart, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying, he had a couple in a row, which was like, what? But I mean, now's the time to have a problem, right? If you're going to struggle, do it in July.
It would have been insane to think Caleb Williams was going to come in to these training camp practices and it was just going to be an instant fireworks show for the offense. And if you go back and kind of look at how things developed for C.J. Stroud last year in Houston, I mean, it takes a little time. Like, Stroud was horrible in the Houston preseason opener last year. Awful.
Right.
Okay? So, and I don't know if Caleb will play Thursday night in Canton, but
what's your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is no, and let me explain why, guys. They have a practice scheduled for Wednesday morning at Hollis Hall in Lake Forest before a Thursday night game in Canton, Ohio. So my instinct tells me that guys who are going to play Thursday night don't practice on Wednesday or do very little. Guys that aren't going to play Thursday night probably get a decent workout on Wednesday in Lake Forest before, they wear visors and ball caps on the sideline during the game Thursday night. That's my hunch. If I had to guess, that's how I would wager. Eberflus indicated that they would have an announcement, I'm sure, for the players first on Tuesday as to what the plan will be.
I think you're probably reading that correctly, Brad, based on experience and the schedule. But I also wonder, what are your thoughts on the wisdom of it? Do you think that there would be value? What's the risk-reward calculus in the fact that you have a rookie quarterback with a clunky offense so far in terms of the operation? And any value that Thursday might offer to you in getting him that experience and how to manage that anxiety and run the operation?
Yeah, I think we'd be talking about a really small handful of snaps. And I struggle seeing the value in that. I mean, the value in that versus the risk. We all know what the risk is. The risk is injuries, right? The risk is we're having an availability discussion about a starter, and we're on the same show this time next week, wondering why the player that was hurt was out there when they got, you know, guys for the Texans on the field that are going to be, at the UPS warehouse in September working there. Why was the guy on the field? So I think there's ample time to clean up this sloppiness. They can create situations in practice to deal with the sloppiness. You know, one of the things is Andrew Billings, the veteran nose tackle, has been kind of yelling right before the snap, and it's causing the offense to jump. Well, he can keep doing that. You know, they could keep doing that in practice. They can simulate that in practice, that a couple snaps against the Texans. Like, you just no one, and I get it. There's old school people out there that thinks they should play. I can remember as a kid in the 70s, there were like 6 or 7 preseason games. I mean, it was insane. Absolutely insane. Times have changed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
That's so amusing. I got to tell you, so apparently Flusi had to take, he had to sit Montez Sweat. He had to take him out of the drill. Hey, do not hurt the quarterback. You won't forgive yourself if you do it. I just think that tells you something about kind of the way he goes about his job, you know, his work ethic, et cetera. I don't want him hurting the quarterback, but I think he's going to cause a lot of problems for other teams this year.
Well, it definitely on Saturday, and it appeared that the same thing happened on Friday. Sweat was in there, and he just kind of, you know, he's basically in the quarterback's living room and swats the ball out of Caleb's hands. The last thing you want is he goes to do that, meaning no harm, and Caleb's got a dislocated thumb on his right hand.
Right.
Like, which is the kind of thing that can happen. I mean, that can happen in practice with the quarterback's hand hitting a helmet. But it's avoidable if you don't have people swatting at the ball. Certainly, Sweat's able to, he can knock down passes at the line of scrimmage, but they want to avoid contact. There's a reason why the quarterback has the orange jersey. It should be pretty apparent, that was the way Flus handled it. I thought was, he wasn't yelling it. It wasn't obvious in practice, right? He wasn't screaming at Sweat or anything like that. But I'm sure the message got through.
We'll be up there tomorrow, Brad, live from Bears training camp at Hallis Hall, 5:30 to 10:00. Training camp coverage presented by ChevyDriveChicago.com. And the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Okay, so who's emerging as a candidate to be Mr. July or Mr. August? Any unexpected players stepping forward on the first weekend of pads?
Boy, that's a good question. Javon Dexter's looked really good. He has. But a lot of times when you say, who's the early star of minicamp, you're trying to name a guy that looked really good, and then he's going to kind of fade into the background and you're going to forget about him. And I don't think they're going to forget about Javon or that he's going to fade into the background. Guy that's looked pretty good in some rush situations with some of his moves is the fifth round pick, Austin Booker. Okay, and now I would circle him as a guy I'm looking forward to watching Thursday night in Canton. Like, he's got some twitched up speed off the edge. Now, he's a little light, you know. He's under 250 pounds, and Eberflus generally prefers his guys to be a little bit more stout. But in this scheme, you know, on third down and the nickel situation, you can go with that lighter guy. It's not like Ngakoue was real heavy last year. So considering where they're at that position and what I've seen on the field, Booker no doubt would qualify as someone to keep an eye on and look at, because there's something to be said for what they're going to do opposite Montez Sweat. Couple cornerbacks have made some plays on the ball, and these are undrafted rookies. And the first one, Leon Jones, caught my eye originally during the spring, and then Reddy Stewart. Now, that's arguably it's arguably the deepest position on the defense for sure.
Right.
It's probably not deeper than wide receiver, but they've got plenty of guys at cornerback, but you can never have too many. You know, I mean, there's not a team out there in the National Football League that isn't an ankle sprain and hamstring issue away from having a full-blown emergency at the cornerback position.
So help us out here. When we, you know, you wrote a story today, I really enjoyed it, your column on DJ Moore. Here's a guy that we get to talk to on a weekly basis. Really, really have a lot of respect for what he's done. He is slowly being kind of priced out of his position. His contract extension, which was very good, is now completely outdated compared to what a guy like him should make. You make the point of going to him with 2 years remaining on his deal, you might be able to get value for him in the long term, and he's clearly a guy you want around.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting situation here because DJ Moore signed through the 2025 season. He's got 2 years remaining on the deal. As a general rule of thumb, as long as I've been covering the Bears, they're not interested in discussing new contracts for players with multiple years remaining on their contract. Like it's, that's one of their business principles, and it makes sense, right? You sign the contract, you know, we're doing our part honoring it, paying it. You need to do your part completing it or coming close to completing it. But DJ Moore signed a contract that wasn't written by the Bears.
Yep.
They acquired him in the trade, and he doesn't have to spend very much time explaining to them how he outperformed his contract a year ago. And if I think Ryan Poles is probably mindful of that type of thing and, you know, how that can be construed in the locker room. And so he's like 17th highest paid wide receiver right now. It's been a massive, massive offseason at the position around the league when you talk about the number of different players that have gotten big, big money. Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, yeah. Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jalen Waddle. We could name guys for another couple minutes. There's a couple guys still waiting to be paid. CeeDee Lamb, Brandon Ayuk, Ja'Marr Chase. So I think it presents a situation where the Bears can probably do right by DJ, and that's the kind of thing that, again, I think has an impact on the locker room, right? They see that kind of thing.
It does, and it would. And I understand why he is deserving of that. You also, though, have the reality, possibly, the possibility, let me say that. Roma Dunze could have a lights-out rookie year. And then you know that in time, that clock starts to tick loudly, too. You're going to have to pay him at some point.
Yeah.
So are you gonna invest
well,
that?
Keenan Allen is the highest paid receiver,
but,
right? And he's a free agent.
He could be one and done.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
He could be one and done. And that when you talk about the future and you're planning and you're investing and you're looking ahead, Roma Dunze is a guy that could emerge as maybe the guy you want to earmark that kind of investment in moving forward. So you have DJ Moore at an affordable price, even though everything you said is valid.
Yeah, and then DJ Moore is the anti-diva, right? Like, right. Why did, you know, he gets two targets in the season opener against the Packers last season, and he didn't say peep. Like, he didn't say anything after the game. He basically didn't say anything when he came on the show with you guys.
No.
You know, and you're looking at it, you're saying a player with much less cachet could have said a heck of a lot more. He was this people construed him as, you know, like, see, everybody wants Justin back because, you know, DJ said he wants Justin back. Well, it was either that or maybe DJ had the common sense to realize the Bears were in rocky waters, choppy seas, and no reason for him to say anything that was going to rock the boat a little bit more last season. So he's been a good soldier. The Roma Dunze thing, listen, that's the problem Ryan Poles hopes that he's facing in 2027, Dave. That would be ideal, but I think there's enough runway to pay DJ. He gets his raise, and then you figure out how it's going to play out down the road if Rome becomes the type of playmaker that they envision him being. I don't know that they necessarily rip up the final 2 years of the deal. You know, you can you can take into account the contract while giving him a healthy pay raise that shows him the respect and allows him to feel like he's earning what he deserves.
I love it. All right, Bigsy, thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Brad. See you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, we'll see you up there tomorrow. That is our guy, Brad Biggs.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.